This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. What Congress has not figured out are taxes, which means 55 tax breaks that all sorts of people and businesses have come to know and love are set to expire at the end of this month. Marketplace's Lizzie O'Leary reports.
We're going to start this story about taxes someplace a little unusual.
Barn 63 at Belmont.
Yep, Belmont Racetrack, by the stall of this pretty brown horse with a white star on her forehead.
Our little girl here is Under the Moonlight, a two-year-old filly.
That's Steve Zorn, her owner. He's also a tax lawyer. His horse cost $15,000 up front and at least $30,000 a year to train. But she brings jobs.
If we have the horse business here, there's going to be a groom for every four horses. There's going to be an exercise rider for every 10 horses. And that employment's a good thing.
Right now, Zorn and his partners get a three-year tax break that lets them recover some of the money they put into their horse. But on December 31st, it expires, along with breaks for teachers who buy classroom supplies, owners of NASCAR tracks, buyers of electric motorcycles, even a credit for rum in Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. 55 little bits of tax policy. A loan, adrift, like legislative orphans. No? Too far?
The problem with your orphan analogy is that these folks really love their tax credits.
That's Robert N. Williams. He runs the Tax Policy Center at the Urban Institute.
To them, they're not orphans. They're little children that need loving care.
Usually, Congress gives them that care, extending tax breaks for people and industries year after year. This year, they've been too busy fighting, complicating the job for lobbyists.
We find our champions, and then we count on them to make sure the job gets done.
That's the Farm Bureau's lobbyist, Patricia Wolf.
I'm here in Washington, and I'll be spending time up in the offices of the tax writers.
Congress says they want to reform the whole tax code soon, maybe next year. So hang on, little tax breaks. In New York, I'm Lizzie O'Leary for Marketplace.
The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun. Just thinking about tomorrow clears away the cobwebs and the sorrow till there's none. When I'm stuck with a day that's gray and lonely, I just stick out my chin. Tomorrow, so you gotta hang on till tomorrow.